most disappointing there for you?
The last quarter was quite disappointing. It was a grind before that, but we came up against a side that were prepared to play four quarters, and evidently we weren't.
Had something to hang your hat on, I guess, the last five games. Was that the most disappointing loss performance?
Yeah, if you'd asked me after any of the... So we're 8-9. If you asked me after any of those nine losses, I'd say that's the most disappointing one we've had, because I've just stepped out of review and we just haven't got the job done that we wanted to get done. So that was disappointing. But no more or less than any other game, because we wanted the result.
You're more disappointed by the effort or the execution?
Well, we spent all day turning something into nothing, so that affects your execution. And if you do that for long enough, I've got no doubt that it affects effort, because it affects your capacity to have confidence in breaking the space to put two or three or four possessions together, whether they're handballs or kicks, and to get reward for your work rate. And that happens on the defensive side as well. So, you know, we didn't expect to get today all on our own terms. Despite the fact that a lot of people externally thought that that's what it was going to happen, we were prepared to fight the fight that was going to be required, because we think that Melbourne are a very good contested ball side. And they did that, and they were able to stay the course, and we fell off.
It's part of the execution stuff, particularly with the forward line. Is that, you know, no Cloke, Elliott's a sub. Does that sort of... There's not enough confidence in what is up forward for guys to really go into the 50 with confidence, or do you expect it to be the same?
Oh, we hope that if we're coaching the patterns the right way, that we're going to have players that come in and fill the role. Having said that, there's a lot of... We've still got blokes that are going to develop and learn as they go along. Not just in forward, in front of the ball, but all across the ground. So, no, I mean, if we go inside 57 times, you'd expect to kick more than seven goals, and we just weren't able to. First half, we looked dangerous, and we should have converted more and better. But that was as small as we've been in front of the ball, and we had enough supply. We just weren't able to win it, one, or two, hold it in there. Which was one of the reasons that we think that we've dropped games over the last couple of weeks. We weren't able to hold the ball in our forward line, go a little bit smaller, and we're still unable to do it.
The idea of starting Elliott as the sub, was that just because he hasn't played for a couple of weeks? Or?
There was two options. It was either have Billy go through a 5-6K session off legs, away from the game, to get the progression in his rehabilitation to get him back to full fitness, or there was the option today, which was basically to play as a sub. Worst case scenario, he comes on, he plays 75% of the game time, but that was part of his return to full fitness, and it was clearly pretty beneficial to have a sub who we know that we can inject to provide legs either through the middle or forward. Wasn't to be, but that'll work well for Billy going forward.
Let's just look at the list afterwards, and I was struggling to come up with anyone who played the full four quarters at a level.
Swanee did.
Swanee,
I thought, was right up there.
A little bit slow, and then he got into it. But yeah, I mean, so one guy, is that the thing that you're finding most unacceptable about that performance? That they're, you know.
Well, I've struggled to find many times through the year when our players just haven't tipped in, when they haven't provided great effort. Yeah. Now this game would probably be the closest thing to not tipping in that effort that we've seen throughout the year.
Yeah.
And as I've said it all along, there's a bit of an economy of hope that takes place, and we've lost a little bit of it over the last month. And you need to get reward for your effort, and it's a little bit about your finishing, your ability to take advantage of that work that you've put in place. And you know, we put a lot of work in through the early part of the year and through the middle part of the year, and we didn't get a lot of feedback or response or result from it. But you've just got to keep grinding away. Now, we'll learn a lot from this period. We'd prefer to get those lessons having won. But no, we lowered our colours as far as the effort stakes go today. But that hasn't been a consistent part of our year.
So coaches talk a lot about process and whatever, and that remains the same. But ultimately, you do need some sort of emotional reward via a win, don't you?
Oh yeah, everyone wants that validation, and they want the belief that there's a reward there at the end. I mean, there are the isolated cases, individuals that probably enjoy the preparation as much as they enjoy the result or the payoff. But most of us want to know that we're doing this work for a reason. So it's my job to sit in front of our group and say that all the work that we're doing, just because we've failed to get the results that we've been looking for in recent times, it doesn't mean that the work that we've done is swept away. So we've still got really strong belief in where we're heading as a footy club, and in the program that we've got in place and where it's going to take us. But our short-term validation has been really poor. And part of getting through that together and working out what parts of it have been beneficial and what we need to adapt and evolve is important for us. And when you don't win, you change things so that you can improve and get the result that you want.
So just with regard to that validation, I mean, by the end of tonight, you could be two games out of the eight. There's yep. five left. It's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah, we want to play finals. Internally, had set our sights on playing finals in season 2015. But we haven't set the agenda externally at any stage. You know, we've just been about putting our head down and performing as well as we possibly could, as often as we possibly could. And we've been unable to do that in recent times. But we'll dust ourselves off and we'll continue to try and win games and see where it gets us.
The situation with Schaumburg, how long did he have before the game to get himself mentally prepared to actually play?
He knew it was a possibility about an hour and a half out. And then after the warm-up, Goldie just put his hand up and said, I'm not confident of being able to get through the whole game. So Shaz had that, probably half hour of categorically knowing. And then, that gave him time to get set. It's there's no perfect way to start your AFL career, but he'll learn a lot from that. And he's been thereabouts for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we think he's going to be a very good player for us.
Pretty handy debut.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, look, we've got... So we had... Yeah, Schaumburg played his first, Maynard's played his fifth, DeGoey's dozen or so, Darcy Moore playing his fourth. So we had a lot of young players out there and some young talent that we think will sustain us going forward. I think Geordie lowered his colours today, so it just looked to me like, his effort's been fantastic for a long time, but you go through these periods where you learn a little bit more about yourself, about the game and what it requires and what it's asking, and if we keep taking those lessons, we'll be okay. But we can't be putting in too many last quarter performances like that.
Given what's on offer, I guess, and your place in the finals race, I guess, I mean, does that make that performance even more, I guess, surprising or disappointing? Or
we spoke about that after the game.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't fall for that external expectation that we just come here and we win today. And then when I make that comment, I think, well, why weren't you confident of coming? Absolutely, we're confident of coming and winning today. We're confident that the plan that we set and that the work we've put in place is going to have us contending against any opposition. And for the most part, this year we've proved that. We lowered our colours today against a team that were prepared to work harder for longer than we were. And that's the first building block of the game. So you can talk. We can talk about offence or defensive structures or clearances, game plans. But if we can't bring that intensity to work harder for longer than our opposition and roll the sleeves up to do that, well, then it's pretty hard to measure the other stuff.
Did that surprise you? I mean, did you have any inkling? Did you see that coming? Or?
Oh, for three quarters we were all right. We started a little bit dully. Second and third quarters were our strongest. And late in the third quarter, it looked like we had the momentum. First 2 or 3 minutes of the last quarter, we're up for the fight. We're in about the contest and a couple of chances to go forward, but didn't. You've got to give Melbourne credit for that. Their want and their hunger and their desperation was at the level that we weren't able to get forward, kick a couple of goals. And I mean, 11 scoring shots to one or two in that last quarter is fairly significant. 23 kicks for a quarter, 9 effective kicks in a quarter. I don't know if that happens very often.
Is there any prospect that Travis will return this week?
This week?
Yeah.
Unlikely. We'll have VFL programs been performing really well. We've got a big game against Williamstown tomorrow, so we'll get down and we'll have a look. We've looking at selection over the last couple of weeks. We've continued to reward internal levels and trademarks that we expect to reach, today's team was selected on that, so we'll continue to do that and reward guys for their efforts at VFL level and at AFL level. But yeah, we've got a few boys that'll want to put their hand up tomorrow, I'm sure.
Is that just the case that he actually won't be available to play? You're saying?
No, I don't think he won't return. No, I wouldn't imagine Chauvin would be available next week. No.
And therefore, would you be looking for him to come back through the twos, or when you're talking about the VFL?
No, so I'm sort of answering a question about Trav,
yeah,
and letting you know that the blokes that will come back in will be playing tomorrow, and we'll have a look at how that looks, mate.
Okay.
Cheers.